You know, there's a time that we all have experienced in our lives, more than once for a lot of us, that there's reasons upon reasons upon reasons that force us to evacuate great plans and ideas that we feel we want to do in life and we feel could take us to another level, and we abandon it because it seems like it's causing too much pain and strife in your life, or that you didn't quite understand what the difficulties were going to be going into it, and the financial problems that may come in the result of striking out on your own and trying to create something from the base of, in the foundation of learning what it even is. And so often we evade these great ideas and things that could take us to another level, things that could change our lives and the lives of so many people that it would connect to. And what follows eventually is misery, because it's something you cannot duck once you've decided to walk away from something you felt your life was destined for. And you have to be willing to endure that discomfort for sometimes longer than you plan for, because you don't know what it is and you don't know what it's doing to you and for you. But sometimes that initial pain just strikes you in such a way, and it scares you to go back to what's normal, to what you're comfortable with, even if it's not something you're happy with. If you're comfortable with it, you're willing to accept that and go back to it. And a lot of things in life, and you know, relationship-wise, financially, taking on different things, a lot of things we do in life are because of the normality, that it's so comfortable and we're okay with being in that realm. But I say that for that, there's a few people in this world who cannot accept that and develop, and you become miserable and you always wonder what else you could have done or what else you could be. But there's a thing you can do to where you can never have that discussion, because that's a debate you'll never win anyway. You'll never beat misery if you fail to become consistent to work at it, regardless of the initial pain you are going to have to go through and see it through. That's a debate you'll never win unless you're willing to go through it. You have to be willing to go through that, go through, and see what comes out on the other side, because what happens is you're going to become successful. Success follows failure to find out who has the vision of consistency to see it through. It's not something that you go after, it's something that you attract, because success is always looking for someone to latch on to. But you have to be willing to go through that pain. There's so many difficulties that are waiting for people who step out on their own and take that leap of faith. And it's going to say in your mind, it's going to be screaming at you at times to go back. And then it's going to give you a lot of comfortable excuses like, okay, you tried it. Now you can live your life saying you tried it. But so what if you tried it? If you tried it once, then try it twice. And if you tried it 500 times, then try it 600 times, because there is something inside of you that is fighting to get out. And that's what that misery comes from. That's where all those worries and all that, being upset with yourself, being upset with your life, not being happy, because you know you belong at another, in another space. And so often we fail to realize it's not even so much just about us. It's about the people that we love, the people that we're connected to. You never know whose lives are going to change as a direct reason based off of what you have done and the chances you take, because there's always someone looking, always someone watching. If you don't believe that, then how have you had the vision to see other people doing things that you look at them and say, dang, I wish I can be where they are. I wish I can have what they have. Those people are the same as the rest of us, except they decided that they were willing to go through pain and go through pain and go through pain and be consistent at learning through failure. Because you don't succeed your way to success. You fail your way to success. And you've got to be willing to go through that pain because it's worth it. It has to be worth it to you.